Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension at Auburn University. And this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Wednesday, April the 29th. Well, the northern two-thirds of the state has gotten much needed rain over the past couple of days. Thankfully, most places it's been somewhat slow and steady rain, which is good. We needed it to soak in as much as possible. According to James Spann's update this morning, we're expecting relief for South Alabama tonight through the next couple of days, maybe. And so that's going to be good for everybody statewide to finally get some reprieve from this drought. Also good news is December cotton is been trading in the 80-cent range, and you know, hopefully it'll keep going up. And maybe we booked a little bit by now, but really positive trends going in the markets as well. Finally, more good news with this update is after these rains have come through, the thrips model has totally shifted for most of Alabama. We're now looking at very low pressure for anything planted pretty much today through essentially all of May as of now, total 180 from our last report a couple of weeks ago. The only area that isn't quite like that is really the northern third or so of Alabama. If you draw a line east to west about Coleman, from there up is still looking at higher pressure through about the first week or so of May, something like that. Now, why is that one little pocket of the state different from the rest? Don't know, but that's why we need to run the model consistently to see what pressure looks like as we move around and understand what our different planting dates look like. If you go to the Alabama Insects blog, you'll see this post. You'll see a picture of the map, kind of the highlighted area of where we're still looking at a little bit higher pressure for the next week or so. But anyway, it's good news for us for sure. We're now, I'm kind of expecting with this lower pressure that, assuming your nighttime temperatures or things are good and cotton's growing, seed treatments are probably going to give us a pretty good chance of outrunning thrips. So we'll see how that changes. But just want to come in and update after this weather and give a little bit of good news, at least on the thrip side of things. So as always, if I can ever be of any help, please let us know. Or if you just want to give an update on the insect situation in your area, reach out to your local extension agent or myself or Ron, and we'd be glad to get that and try to help get as up-to-date information out as we possibly can. So with that, we'll log off and we'll be back to update as the situation changes. Hope everybody has a great week.